here's how this worked for me, basically. So Joanna, it took her about 3 days maybe, but she compiled a list of 462 potential joint venture partners. And so we send them a letter. Hi there, I'm just about to launch this information product, had to make $100,000 a year with ebooks, and I'm going to create a website for you with this sales letter. It cost me £5,000 to get the sales letter from Alan Forrest Smith, top copywriter on the internet, all of that stuff. High conversion, this is a great sales letter from a top copywriter. It's a £5,000 sales letter, and the conversion is fantastic. You get like a 2%, 3%, whatever conversion rates. We ourselves are getting about a 5% conversion rate on this sales letter. And we are going to give you 50%, we're going to create your own website, and you get a 50% commission on each on these sales. So out of 462 JV partners, I probably got about 40 people to write back to me saying, yes, this is very interesting, thank you for your letter. Yes, please set up that website for us and we'll promote it to our lists. And out of the 40 people, I think about 12 or 15 of them followed through and did it. I should have probably like been more insistent with those other whatever 30 people or so and gone for more people. But just from the 12 to 15 JV partners, we did 700 sales in the space of 5 months. 700 sales just from finding their names, sending them a letter, and organizing a JV. Now probably what I would do is I would create an information product at, by the way, there was almost like $500,000 in sales from just that little strategy there, from one set of 7 DVDs. What I would probably do now is I would create a product at maybe $97 and give them 100% commission. See, at the time I didn't have a coaching program or a masterclass or anything like that, I was just selling products. And so I didn't have like a high price point back-end sale. So I was interested in keeping 50% of the sale. Now I would probably give them 100% commission on a $97 product, have a great sales letter, and just encourage them in the same way, and drive traffic, tons and tons of traffic to my site. But this way, I will collect the that person's details, and I will also basically build my list even faster. Now, by the way, that list of 462 JV partners, I write to them about 4 times a year now. I write to them about to offer them product launches, to offer them cross-promotional JVs. I write to them to invite them to speak at my seminars, or invite them to attend my seminars for free. I invite them to attend my seminars for free. Anything I can do to maintain that relationship, to build that relationship. So now the top 462 people, and provided the letters arrived safely to, at their door, but a big chunk of them now at least have an awareness of me and my business. So it might take 12 letters, it might take one letter, it might take whatever, it might take 3 years before it pays off. But if you do well by your JV partners, you'll be amazing. They'll start putting you in touch with a lot of other JV partners. Are there any questions about that strategy that I've just described? How to find potential JV partners?
Can we go into the domain to type in your competitor's website? Or then people when you got that
information? I just scroll down. Now some of them, by the way, they'll have some kind of they might have it through some kind of online register or something, so you don't find any of their information. So some of them have that that thing on. What else do I want to say about this? People asked me yesterday about what do you say to your joint venture partners or to potential joint venture partners when you're interested in striking up that kind of a deal. Basically, typically in my experience, if you have a mailing list, you just need to contact them and say to them, would you like to advertise for free to my mailing list? I have a mailing